When you think about Pink's biggest fans in Australia, it's not just who Monica Costa's talking to, it's not just Nick Alviani, but Brad Hardy, the captain of the Pink fan club in Melbourne. Good afternoon.
100%, mate. Absolutely right. The last time she was here and she recorded her one of her concerts, and I watch it all the time. Got it on the Foxtel, mate. Saved in the IQ3, I assure you.
There you go. Has she performed at your local pub on Wednesday steak night?
I wish he would. You might get a few more patrons for him, that's for sure.
That's indeed. Now, family comes first for Cyril Rioli.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It sort of, look, he tried to, well, he was certainly thinking about it, as we suggested before Christmas, to the listeners that he was thinking about retiring then, and then they thought, oh, well, we might be able to woo him back, and he played the first four games this year, and then he just probably wasn't 100% physically right, and just things started to go wrong, and, you know, and then recently he asked for more extended time off, and came to the realisation, mate, that, yeah, if you're thinking about it, you may as well do it. So what a stellar career he had, you know, winning Norm Smith's premierships. He's been an absolute ripper. His highlight reel is going to be a beauty. Can't wait for that to come out. I think they'll sell a million of that. And the other little thing that I detected too, 189 games for Hawthorn. There was another bloke who played 189 games for Hawthorn as well. What has been a bit of a flamboyant character. Can you think of who I'm thinking about?
Who played 189? No, I can't. Mental blank.
Dermot Brereton.
Ah, Dermy. He's looking a lot like Ellen DeGeneres these days.
I'll stand corrected on that, but I reckon he played 189 games too. So perfect sync to go out. And Dermot's probably one of his biggest fans. So good luck to Cyril. He'll be here and his family will be back their way back to Darwin very, very shortly. We're all headed on the weekend.
Yeah, you're getting around, Brad. Adelaide last week, Darwin this week. Where's the following week? Perth?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided yet. I'd like to. There's a game tomorrow night up there in Sydney. I'll quickly just tell you, so the teams are in for that one.
Yes.
We'll do the rest tomorrow night. But Sydney have been forced to make three changes. Towers, Fox and Robinson come in for Rose. Isaac Heaney's out injured and Gary Rowan's injured, although he hasn't been playing well anyway. And for the Cats, Jermaine Jones and Scotty Selwood's back. James Parsons and Jordan Cunico have been omitted on that one, my friend.
I guess it depends the next week where Pink is performing will depend where Brad Hardy is, because you'll find an excuse to call a game of footy, but in actual fact you'll be at the Pink concert. Anyway, the McCullens...
Well, there's a good chance it'll be in Melbourne, because I think she's got about 13 concerts at Rod Laver Arena.
I'm sure she does. Are the McGovern's heading to Carlton?
There's going to be an audacious bid on two fronts. This is the first one, because... there's no doubt that Carlton probably end up with the number one draft choice this year. There's been always a suggestion, an underlying one, and it's been denied and, you know, all sorts of things by Adelaide that Mitch wants to leave the Crows. Well, most clubs, and Fremantle will be in this, now Fremantle will be trying to get both of them together. There'll be other clubs out there, you know, trying to work a deal out to get them. Now, I'm sure that the South Australians, the Adelaide Crows, or Port Adelaide, particularly the South Australian Adelaide Crows, would love to get a hold of a kid who's playing in their South Australian under-18 team. Jack Lacousis, his name is.
Ooh.
And so it wouldn't surprise me in the least if the Crows allowed Mitch McGovern to go to Carlton in exchange for selection number one. And it just seems to be this little romance about whether Jeremy and Mitch would love to play together, whether it's at Fremantle, whether it's at Carlton, wherever it may be. So, yeah, just keep an eye on for that one, because I think at the moment, good bargaining chips in the hands of the Carlton Footy Club, mate.
Word on the street.
Brad, what is your word on the street?
Word on the street again is another audacious bid. There is a fellow by the name of Paul Little, who used to be the chairman of the Essendon Football Club.
I think
you would have remembered him. He's
used to be the boss of Tom Holdings as well. Yes.
That's correct. Just recently donated $30 million to a charity, he and his wife over here. He, along with some other sort of benefactors, including James Hurd, are trying to get an airline up.
Really?
And what they want to do is, particularly start over here in Melbourne, and what they want to do is ferry the teams and their supporters around the country. So that would mean that they would need to lease planes. They would need to be able to get docking bays, etc. I think they've approached Qantas, and I think Qantas came in over the odds. So they've got to try and find somewhere. But, yeah, so what they would do, the idea is they've got a long way down the path. Don't worry about that. They've done the numbers. They think it can work. And what they'd say is, OK, righto, Collingwood. They're playing up on the Gold Coast this weekend. We'll ferry the team and its supporters.
Mm.
We'll ferry the team free of charge, and we'll take the supporters on to fill the plane up, and that's how they'll make their money. But they're not only going to do it in AFL, they want to do it in rugby, they want to do it in the soccer, and they want to do it in the basketball as well. And there's a few nibbles out there. And with Richard Goyder, all of a sudden, the former chairman of the, the chairman of the AFL.
Wesfarmers, now AFL, and on his way to be the boss of Qantas.
Correct. So don't be surprised if Qantas have their bib in there somewhere.
Hopefully they haven't had a chat to Paul Stoddart. Remember Ozjet that took off in 2005, the business class only airline? I think they stopped flying a few years later.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm obviously going to have got a bit of work to do, but we just watch out for that one, mate. So that's the word on the street. That's what their next venture is.
Yeah, all right. Are we back in the cricket, Aaron Finch? World record yesterday, 170.
I owe an apology. I thought I'd be a bit rich thinking he'd get 150. But he came out. He's only three runs short of the all-time record of Chris Gayle. So that was a fabulous performance by Finchie yesterday. And it was really, really good stuff to watch, wasn't it? We were only beaten up on the Zimbabweans, but still, we'll take it.
Somebody sent to me on Twitter, playing Zimbabwe is like playing the Subiaco under-15s. Is that a fair comparison, Brad?
Well, there's a good chance they're playing in my mum's backyard too.
Yeah, pretty small field.
Six and out, over the fence, and that was plenty of time. So well done to the Australians. At least they're getting a little bit back on track up. As I say, a couple of soft kills won't go astray, and maybe we'll get some false economy and a false bravado about winning the World Cup next year, mate.
Yeah, all right, fingers crossed for us, Brad. We'll talk to you tomorrow.